How to Meet Temptation, September 25th. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations. If this, falling into divers temptations, is our privilege, and we cannot think that the apostle has led us astray, then let us by faith appropriate the promises of God to us. That ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. The word does not say, count it all joy when ye fall under temptations, but when ye fall into temptations. It is not necessary, because you fall into temptations, that you should fall under them. But it is a comfort to know when you fall into temptation that you are sons and daughters of God, and that the trying of your faith worketh, ill will, murmuring, fretfulness? No, patience. And this is an evidence to us that we are sons and daughters of God, if the trying of our faith worketh patience. But Jesus will help us because we look to God for our support and strength in every emergency. We learn a lesson in these trials. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience, experience, and experience, hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given unto us. But many are inclined to think, as these temptations fall upon us, that we must give up in discouragement, that we have no power to overcome. This is unbelief. We become weak because we fall under temptation and sin against God with our lips in talking discouragements and doubts, and talk on the off side and not on the side of hope and faith. You know Christ has had all these temptations. He was tempted in all points as we are. Christ says, "For the prince of this world cometh, and hath nothing in me." As a people we are looking for our Lord to come in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. How careful should we be to examine ourselves to see whether we be in the faith? There seems to be a mist hanging before the eyes of many that they cannot really discern spiritual things and the workings of Satan which threaten to entrap and ruin us. Christians will not be the slaves of passions, they will be controlled by the Spirit of Christ. When they get into perplexity, they will not lose patience and faith and hope. The Lord Jesus has helped us out of peril and oppressive difficulties and perplexities hitherto, and He can help us out of our present trials. A talk given at a workers' meeting in Grand Rapids, Michigan.